Hello.
Hello, my name is Danny of Opinion Research, a national public opinion firm. And we're just talking with people in your area, and I would like to ask a few questions on a confidential basis, please. So, for example, before we begin, can you confirm that you're not driving, that you're in a place where we can talk safely, please?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Now, and next question. And in which state do you currently live?
Texas.
Texas, thank you. First, do you live in the city of San Antonio or outside the city of San Antonio?
San Antonio.
Within or outside?
Within.
Within, okay, thank you. And what is the zip code where you live, just for statistical purposes only, please?
78249.
Thank you. Now, are you or is anyone in your household employed by a newspaper, television, or radio station for a political party or by a candidate for a political office?
No.
No. Okay.
No.
Thank you. Are you or is any member of your household a teacher, employee of a school, college, university, a member of a teacher's union or teachers association?
No.
No. Okay, thank you. And in what year were you born? Just for statistical purposes only.
61.
Okay, thank you. Now, in which of the following best describe you? A man, a woman, you identify yourself in some other way. For quality purposes, we cannot assume.
A man. I'm not into that freaky thing.
Yeah. All right. So how should I mark it down? What happened is that we cannot assume for quality purposes. We have to keep it
a man.
Okay. Thank you. Now, and to ensure that we have a representative sample, are you from a Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish-speaking background?
Hispanic.
Okay, thank you. And for statistical purposes only, what is your main ethnic or racial heritage? Caucasian or white, Hispanic or African-American?
Hispanic.
Hispanic, okay, thank you. And what is the last grade you completed in school?
2 years college.
Okay, thank you. And how many children, if any, do you have in your household who are 18 or younger, for whom you are the parent or guardian?
One.
Okay, thank you. And what type of school do your children attend? Would you say traditional public schools, public charter school?
Public.
Public charter school. Okay, I have 18. You said public. Would you say traditional public schools or public charter schools?
Yeah, traditional public.
For traditional public. Okay. Okay. Now, and do you have any kids currently in preschool, daycare, or traditional kindergarten, or kindergarten to third grade, fourth to fifth grade, sixth to eighth grade, or high school?
High school.
High school. Okay, thank you. Now, and what is most important to you in choosing a traditional public schools or public charter schools? Would you say the size, quality of the teachers, safety, location, academic program, athletic or extracurricular activities, special needs programs, graduation rate, or student outcomes?
Safety.
Okay. Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you a list of very public officials and organizations. Please tell me as I read each one. If your opinion of it is very unfavorable, is very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. If I name one you don't know too much about, just tell me. We'll go to the next one. The first one is Major Ron Nirenberg. Would you say it very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Okay, you're giving me names. Are they Democrats or Republicans?
It doesn't indicate here. Okay.
Okay, well, I'm also, is a name, just the first thing that I've heard of that name, but I don't know who the hell he is.
Okay, so that means
you're going to ask me about names of people I haven't heard of, so I can't tell you anything. Now, if you give me names of Democrats, they all suck.
Uh-huh.
So,
that's okay. If I name one you don't know too much about, just tell me. We'll go to the next one. Okay, so just based on what you know. So that one you say you don't know, you know him, but you cannot give an opinion. Okay.
No.
Is it that you don't know him or you never heard of him?
I've heard his name a couple of times. I think he's a mayor or something in politics.
Okay. So here's another one. So teachers' unions. Would you say very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Unfavorable.
Very or somewhat?
Very unfavorable.
Very, okay. How about San Antonio Superintendent Jaime Aquino? Would you say very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable? Okay.
I don't know.
You don't know, or you never heard of him?
Never heard of him.
Never heard of him. Okay. How about the San Antonio City Council? Would you say very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Very unfavorable.
Very unfavorable. Okay, thank you. Next, and we are almost there, and thank you for your time. Now, I'm going to read you a list of various educational institutions. Please tell me as I read each one if your opinion of it is very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable. If I name one you don't know too much about, just tell me. We'll go to the next one, okay? Here's the first one. Magnet Schools in San Antonio. Would you say very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
I don't know.
You don't know. Okay, not a problem. How about Innovation Schools in San Antonio?
Never heard of them.
Okay, never heard of them. Same thing for Magnet Schools. Said that you said is that you don't know. Or you never heard of them.
Never heard of them.
Okay. How about Public Charter Schools in San Antonio? Would you say it very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Favorable.
Very or somewhat?
Somewhat.
How about 1882 Partnership Schools in San Antonio? Would you say
never
very favorable? Never heard of them. How about traditional public schools in San Antonio? Would you say very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Somewhat favorable.
Somewhat favorable, okay. How about private and parochial schools in San Antonio? Would you say very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable? Private and parochial
very,
schools in San Antonio.
Very favorable.
Very favorable. Okay, thank you. Next. And would you say public education in San Antonio is headed in the right direction, or is public education in San Antonio on the wrong track?
Wrong track.
Wrong track, okay. Thank you. Next. And would you say... who would you say is most responsible for the quality of local public schools here in San Antonio? Would you say the governor, teachers unions, the state legislator, the school board, the mayor of San Antonio, the superintendent, and school district officials?
School board.
The school board. Okay, thank you. Next. And how important do you think it is that all parents have the ability to choose a school that best meets their child's needs? Would you say it's very important, somewhat important, not that important, or not important at all?
Very important.
Very important, okay. And do you think the local public schools in San Antonio need to change a lot, some, a little, or not at all?
A lot.
A lot, okay. Thank you. Next. And from what you know or have heard, do you favor or oppose increasing the number of public schools, of public charter schools here in San Antonio? Do you favor or oppose?
Favor.
And would you strongly favor or somewhat favor?
Strongly favor.
Strongly favor. Okay, thank you. Now, I'm going to read you some words or phrases that might describe public charter schools. For each, please tell me if you think that it describes public charter schools very well, somewhat well, or if it does not describe public charter schools well, or if it does not describe them at all. Here's the first one. Serve mostly students of color, public charter schools. Does that describe very well, describe somewhat well, does not describe well, or does not describe at all?
Not describe well.
Does not describe well. Okay. And are public schools, public charter schools, describe very well, describe somewhat well, does not describe well, does not describe at all?
Describe somewhat well.
Describe somewhat well. Okay. How about are tuition free public charter schools? Do you think it describes very well, describes somewhat well, does not describe well, does not describe at all?
Somewhat well.
Somewhat well. How about are open to all? Describe very well, describe somewhat well, does not describe well, does not describe at all?
Not describe well.
Does not describe well. How about help improve the entire public school system, public charter schools, that describe very well, does not describe somewhat well, does not describe well, does not describe at all.
Describe somewhat well.
Somewhat well. Our nonprofit, would you say describe very well, describe somewhat well, does not describe well, does not describe at all?
Somewhat well.
Somewhat well. Describe somewhat well. And serve mostly low-income students. Would you say describe very well, describe somewhat well, describe very well, does not describe well, does not describe at all?
Somewhat well.
Describe somewhat well. Okay, thank you. And we're almost done. Just a few more questions. We're wrapping it up, and thank you for your kindness to help us. Here it is. And over the past year, has your opinion of traditional public schools become more favorable, less favorable, or has not changed one way or the other?
Less favorable.
Less favorable. And what are some reasons of your opinion of traditional public schools has become less favorable over the past year? So what will be some of the reasons in a brief paragraph?
They need to talk more to the parents as what they need to teach in school.
They need to talk more with the parents.
What they're going to teach in school.
Okay. What they will teach. Okay. Okay. Thank you. Okay, thank you. Now, and if a candidate running for office supported increasing the number of public charter schools in San Antonio, would you be more or less likely to vote for them, or would it make no effect on your vote?
Likely.
Okay, would you say more likely to vote for them, no effect, or less likely to vote for them?
More likely.
More likely. Okay, thank you. Next. And thinking some more about local elections, many people we have spoken with say they only vote for a candidate for president, governor, congress, and other major offices. How about you? How often do you vote for school board members? You say always, sometimes, rarely, or never? No, would you say you always vote for? Always. Okay. Thank you.
Republican.
Okay, thank you. And how likely are you to consider sending your child to a public charter school? Very well. Would you say very likely, somewhat likely, not very likely, or not likely at all?
Not very likely.
Not very likely. Okay. And would you say not too likely or not likely at all? Or not at all?
Not likely at all.
Not likely at all. Okay, thank you. And now thinking about you personally, how satisfied would you say you are with the school you send your child to? Would you say very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, not too satisfied, not satisfied at all?
Very satisfied.
Very satisfied. Okay, thank you. Moving on. Which of the following do you believe is the most important issue to the next superintendent of San Antonio Independent School District should address? Would you say increasing funding to public schools, cutting the number of public charter schools, reducing the number of schools which receive a grade of D or F for failing, enacting policies that promote greater diversity, equity, and inclusion in schools, supporting and facilitating more schools' choice for students, student safety, keeping good teachers, and providing in-person classroom instructions during the pandemic? So which of this is the next most important to you?
Safety for schools, what you have? Better teachers.
School safety and keep good teachers. Okay, thank you. Now, I'm going to read you some statements regarding standardized students testing. Please tell me as I read each one if you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with each statement, okay? Here it is.
Okay.
Annual standardized testing of students is important for holding public schools accountable for student progress and success. Do you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Strongly agree.
Okay. Annual standardized testing of students is important for holding public schools administrators and leaders accountable for student progress and success. Do you strongly agree?
Strongly agree.
And annual standardized testing of students is important to make sure students are making a good academic progress. Do you strongly agree? Somewhat agree. Somewhat disagree. Strongly disagree.
Strongly agree.
And annual standardized testing is important to you as a parent because it helps you understand if your child is performing at a grade level. Do you strongly agree? Somewhat agree. Somewhat disagree. Strongly disagree.
Strongly agree.
Strongly agree. Okay, thank you. Moving on, the city council acts as the police making and the city council acts as the police making and legislative body here in San Antonio. The city charter does not include the city council having a focus on education for students from kindergarten to high school. Thinking about who makes decisions about education policy here in San Antonio, do you think the city council should be more involved, less involved, or have the same level of involvement in education policy as it has today? You think it should
less
be more
involved?
Less involved. Yeah. Okay. Thank you. And changing topics, the Texas state legislator is considering creating an education savings account program. This program will give parents who opt out of public education system roughly $10,000 per year. The same amount it costs the state on average to educate a child each year to pay for their child's private school, online schooling, or private tutors. Now, will you support or oppose this education savings account programs? Do you support or oppose?
Support.
And would you strongly support or support strongly. Not so strongly? Strongly. Okay,
support.
Thank you. Okay, thank you. And now, just a few more questions for statistical purposes only. Are you currently employed, a student, a stay-at-home parent, retired, unemployed, or looking for work?
None.
So which one should I put? Employed, student, stay-at-home parent, retired, or unemployed, looking for work? Employed. Okay, thank you. And in politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, a Democrat, independent, or something else?
Republican.
And would you call yourself a strong Republican or not so strong Republican?
Strong Republican.
Okay, thank you. And how would you describe your economic circumstances? Would you say low income, working class, middle class, upper middle class, well-to-do?
Working class.
Working class. Okay, thank you very much. This will conclude the survey. We thank you for your kindness to help us with this research. Thank you very much. This should help you have a nice
day. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.